meal without meat could be considered vegetarian. Take out the dairy, eggs, and any animal products, and it's vegan. Then you could go a step further, omitting the cooking aspect of the meal for the raw food diet. With documentaries such as What the Health popping up on Netflix, vegan and raw diet curiosities seem to be heightened. Chris Kendall is a registered holistic nutritionist and raw food lifestyle coach. He says if you're thinking about taking in the plunge into a specialty diet, there are things you should know first. And he joins me now in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Absolute pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. And I love that you're wearing a shirt that says Peace, Love, Seasonal Fruit. That seems really appropriate for somebody who's speaking about the raw food diet. So tell us more about what exactly this diet is, what it includes.
Well, you know, basically it's just looking back at nature, looking at our anatomy and physiology, and eating according to that, what we would in our natural habitat in the best conditions, basically. So myself, you know, recognizing fruits and vegetables as health food, they make up the vast majority of my diet. There are other things I add in, but on an average day, I'm eating anywhere between 8 to 12 pounds of fruit and 1 to 3 pounds of vegetables every single day.
Wow. That's a lot of produce.
It is a lot of produce, but when I look at it as the produce I love the most, so I love mangoes. I have no problem eating a big bowl of mangoes or a big bowl of blueberries or strawberries or a banana smoothie or a delicious salad. Or I'm also a chef, so mm-hmm. I make lasagnas and burgers and pizzas and pastas and anything like that as well.
So is the percentage of fruit and vegetables of your entire diet, is that like 90%, or breakdown there?
The easiest way, because it can get kind of confusing when you're looking at percentage in terms of volume, but in terms of calorie breakdown, on average I eat about 80% of my total calories coming from carbohydrate and 10% or less on average coming from fat and protein. It doesn't take much math in reality, because all that means is when you're hungry, eat as much fruit as you like. If you don't feel like fruit or you want a savory flavor, go for the vegetables and fruit vegetables like tomatoes and zucchinis and peppers.
How do you get your protein, and is that enough?
You know, it's a great question, the most common one. Really, our needs for protein are quite low compared to what the mainstream would think. We're shown that we need about 4% of our total calories coming from protein. And not even protein. We truly don't have any need for complete proteins, but what we need is the essential amino acids. Now, all produce, all fruits even, contain roughly 4 to 8% total amino acids. Vegetables are between 15 to 25 plus, and with our needs being 4%, if we actually just eat enough produce to survive, we're guaranteed enough amino acids, as long as you're getting a bit of variety in there. So most of my protein comes from fruit. You know, and some of the strongest living animals on the planet are all vegetarian animals, or eat leaves and fruits and all that kind of fun stuff.
So you don't have a lot of nuts or other kind of protein sources. It's mainly fruits and veggies.
Yeah, it's mostly fruits and veggies. I do eat about a handful of nuts every other day, but it's not really that big of a need, because I'm getting enough from the other sources.
And what is the difference between the raw food diet and the vegan diet, people may be wondering?
You know, the big difference, I mean, both essentially in the healthiest forms are a carbohydrate-based diet. The most successful with reversing all degenerative disease doctors out there like Furman and Ornish and McDougall, they're promoting a fruit-based or a carbohydrate-based diet. The big difference between the cooked one is they're using cooked carbohydrates rather than simple carbohydrates found in fruit. So their basic calorie source is cooked carbs. I'm going for raw carbs instead, a little bit cleaner burning and simpler to grab and eat. But that's really it. Lots of vegetables, lots of fruits, both promoting the same thing.
Mm-hmm. In your mind, what are the misconceptions of these diets?
The biggest one is you're not going to get enough protein. That's usually the most common, or otherwise, you know, people accept that fruits and vegetables are health food, but they get freaked out when they think, but to the exclusion of everything else, like, oh my God, I can't believe it. But I mean, we have to understand that our knowledge is based on experience and what we're taught in the mainstream, and that's not always complete.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the biggest benefit and the biggest challenge of going on this diet, or going on, you know, either vegan or raw?
Well, you know, the biggest benefit, the American Dietetic Association and the Australian Association, they recognize that a properly planned vegan diet is not only healthful, but can be really helpful in reversing most of the degenerative diseases of today. So, I mean, being really healthy, vital, vibrant, recovering faster, the strongest man on the planet is vegan right now, and more and more athletes. His name's not off the top of my head, but you can just Google strongest man vegan, it'll pop right up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the benefits are endless, you know, environmental, ecological, for health, you know. And the hardest thing for some people, especially in the beginning, is that it's not super mainstream. So socially, it can be a little bit challenging, but, you know, that becomes easier with time.
Okay. Chris Kendall, thank you so much for coming to studio today.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks so much.
Chris Kendall is a registered holistic nutritionist and raw food lifestyle coach.